producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Good Day program, singing the praises of those who had the fortitude, industrial strength, intestinal fortitude, to watch yet another cast of Republican candidates face off in debate last night, and that's where we are at the moment. Ken Kessler is monitoring Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The conversation moves away from the Democrats to the Republicans, who had their fourth presidential debate. Mild-mannered Ben Carson sounds like Superman, right? Mild-mannered reporter, able to leap tall buildings with a single bound. Look up in the sky, or listen, in the air is Ben Carson and Donald Trump and Mario Rubio and Ted Cruz and John Kasich and Jeb Bush and whoever else. I was asked, why do I refer to them as Mrs. Fiorina or Mrs. Clinton? Because that's what their name is, as far as I am concerned. And then there's Rand Paul, who I thought did quite a good job last night. All in all, what I watched, and I watched about an hour, and yeah, it was a little more than an hour of it. I thought that they were better prepared, that the questions were pretty good, although Neil Cavuto always just so annoys me. He's just the guy from Wall Street Journal was the best of them. Bartolomomo, I've never pronounced her name right. Bartolomo, I think it is. So anyway, the questions, they aren't the stars. Donald Trump was in the middle. He was measured, and his responses got into a little this and that with a couple of the characters that were up there. I didn't think Jeb Bush looked any better than he had looked in the past. Kenny, I don't know how much of it you watched or listened to. What did you think about it?
Not a moment.
You didn't watch a moment of it?
No.
I probably wouldn't have, except I was asked to report into my friend who's in Cairo as to what was going on. I probably wouldn't have watched much of it either. But it was good to see them. In many ways, I thought it was the best one, and I've seen, bits and pieces of most of them. Anyway, I certainly listened because of my job here to pass these things along and then to talk about the information or to the style or input, however you want to look at it. There is much to talk about with regard to some of the responses, information. I don't care for Mario Rubio. I don't care for Ted Cruz. Rand Paul, I thought, looked quite good. The fact that I don't care for them doesn't mean really anything. I thought they did a good job, in a sense. Carson didn't seem to be as strong. I don't know. They were all almost even. What's the response from people on Facebook to this, Kenny?
Jay says, it was very informative, real issues. Mm-hmm. A few may fade from the field, and he believes that after New Hampshire, which is the next debate next month, the field will be down to six.
Hmm. And does he say who he thinks those will be?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Okay. Maybe. What else?
David says, I'm wondering why Kasich isn't higher in the polls.
I am, too. Actually, he was a stronger. That's why I said they all came across about equally to me last night. Some stronger. Ross Perot, good Doug. Rand Paul and Kasich both came up in my feeling. I didn't think Jeb Bush did anything for himself last night. I thought Cruz and Rubio were about the same. Trump and Carson. Trump is getting much more. He's got answers now. It would seem, and he didn't always have. I'm not convinced of his answers. I'm not convinced he has a lot of depth on the stuff, but I think he's chugging along pretty well. All right, what else?
Terry says, Trump doesn't get a lot of support on his immigration policy from middle-of-the-road candidates like Kasich and Bush, but I happen to love it a lot.
Well, I think that was where there was a home run made by several who talked about, and I think Cruz was one of them. Bush looked, I think that's where Bush looked the weakest, frankly. Looked, his answers or his position is ridiculous. Asinine, in fact. So anyway, the debates and the fact that we're 3 months away from voting bring us around to thinking about what kind of different voting apparatus or different strategies are available. Aaron Hamlin will explain one of them for you in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. With four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nicola McKeon ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Card at Exxon or Mobil from start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
So let's get to some of the action here. Aaron Hamlin is a consultant. He's been working on voting procedures for small to large organizations, publicly elected officials in a number of states, written articles for publication like Democracy Chronicles, Independent Voter Network. So, Aaron, let's talk about this concept of approval voting. What is this approach? What's this about?
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Approval voting is a voting method when you can choose as many candidates as you want. And I'm going to imagine that for most listeners, that's going to be a very novel thing. Because normally when we go and we look at our ballot, our directions tell us to choose just one candidate when it's a single winner election. And if you think about that for a moment, that's really odd because you're in a situation when you get to express yourself and have that have an effect. And yet our ballot is restricting us to giving the least amount of information possible. And being able to choose as many candidates as you want. So we're not talking about ranking or anything. We're just talking about picking as many candidates as you want. Actually has huge effects. For one, It addresses something called vote splitting, when similar candidates divide the vote between themselves, because when you're voting, you can't support multiple similar candidates, so your vote divides among those lines. The other thing that approval voting addresses by letting you choose as many candidates as you want is it lets you always choose your favorite, which, as it turns out, is pretty difficult to do within the voting method world. And so if you're in a situation when you're afraid of wasting your vote on a candidate that you don't think you can, that you don't think can win, approval voting solves that by letting you choose that candidate. And if you want to have an effect in the outcome by choosing among one of the front runners, well, you can do that too to hedge your bets against another candidate that you don't like.
I don't understand. Honestly, I don't understand
the
concept. Let's try to explain to me then, Jennifer, what it is that I'm missing.
Basically, you'd have a whole list of candidates in front of you. So you'd have, and you know, this year's a perfect example, especially on the GOP
pick
side.
Pick more than one.
So you can pick whoever you like. So let's say for me, you know, this will give away a lot, but sure, I like Donald Trump and I like Ted Cruz and I like whatever. So I vote for both of those guys, and then it's the top vote getter that gets the most approval that would win. Is that what I'm getting from all this?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you would have two, let's say I made two choices, or Jennifer makes two choices. That doesn't necessarily, somebody else might make two choices, might make three choices. It's whoever gets the top number of votes in the choosing that would make it to whatever the next, in terms of the next round of voting,
so you like
the primary. So
you like Trump and Fiorina, you wouldn't have to decide. You vote for both of them, and then whoever gets the biggest approval from all the voters is the winner.
Mm-hmm. What does it take to get this to work nationally? Aaron, you're running this. You're running this Center for Election Science. Does this have to be passed into law or something?
Yeah, so historically the way that alternative voting methods have been implemented has been through ballot initiatives at the local level, and then you just kind of build up from there.
Hmm. So this would be like a referendum. Do you want to have approval voting in your community, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So like a referendum would be like the city council would vote on it and then it would go to the voters.
I love this idea. So Aaron, given the national landscape right now, who do you think, which candidate would this benefit most, do you think?
In the general election,
yeah,
this is totally going to benefit third parties and independents. It will also benefit moderate candidates as well.
Hmm. Moderate. I guess it's so foreign. But I guess I understand how it works. Not that I... What are you getting back from people, feedback from people who have actually done this? Like you did the Republican Liberty Caucus straw poll was done using this. What was the outcome of that?
Yeah, so what we found... and this is a typical thing that we find when we use approval voting and polling, is that... the results don't always change as far as who the winner was, but what we do see is when Parani doesn't do a good job distinguishing among candidates that have less support, and with approval voting, we could see some that you would see candidates be distinguished between one another that otherwise you wouldn't be able to see under Parani.
Hmm. All right. Well, I think I understand the concept. Where are you in trying to get people to buy into this?
So we're working with a lot of private organizations right now. So, for instance, like we just did the Republican Liberty Caucus straw poll. We also did consulting with the Webby Awards. So we were the ones that designed their voting system for this year.
Huh. All right. Well, if you want to know more about it, you can go to electology.org, E-L-E-C-T-O-L-O-G-Y, electology.org, to find out more about how this might work in your community. Maybe you want to get this sort of started. You want to get the referendum question going. You want to just have a way to get more people involved. And that's the idea here. Good, Aaron. Thank you. Aaron Hamlin here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Thank you. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If you don't jump, you'll never know if you can fly.
I like that.
Yeah, it is. She's 32 years old today. Happy birthday to Miranda Lambert. Was she married to... Was she the one? I always ask you the same question I know about Blake.
So, she and Blake just got divorced in July.
Yeah. How long had they been married?
I think 4 or 5 years, but they were together probably about 10, I would say. They dated a long time.
And she was how much younger than he?
He is 38, 39. That's so
I think
it's like
older.
7 years.
I think he's older. Looks older than that.
I think he looks just perfect.
Oh, good for you. All right, let's see what else.
Darn that Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, John Dame. John Dame. Good
John Dame.
Where'd that come from?
For those of you that don't know, that's a radio consultant.
Yeah, it's a radio consultant. Keeping ahead of conditions, one of the secrets of business, our motivational thought for the day today, the time to repair your roof is when the sun is shining. Hello. Ding, 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 right? Isn't that the time to fix your roof?
Definitely.
No. Quote of the day today comes from SeaWorld's CEO, who said an all-new Orca experience.
I think
company,
his exact quote was, just kidding.
Company ending killer whale shows in San Diego and putting animals in a more natural setting. Yeah. Okay. There was a, remember the Blackfish episode?
The movie, yeah. It caused nothing but trouble for SeaWorld.
Nothing for them. Okay. Next up on our hit parade here, musically, is Mr. Billy Idol.
I'm dancing with myself.
Billy will be dancing with himself in Las Vegas. He announced yesterday a new residency with 12 dates in March and then again in May. It'll be at the House of Blues inside the Mandalay Bay Casino Hotel. Tickets for Billy Idol go on sale this week. $80 plus fees. So that means $160 by the time you're finished fiddling
Not
around.
Not bad. I don't know if I would rush out to see Billy Idol, but, you know.
That'd be fun.
You think it would
I think he would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
But how many hits does he have, Kenny? I guess, you know, I was pretty young when he was popular. 10 or 12? Oh, good. All right.
Let's see here. It's the show's going to actually have his guitar, Steve Stevens. What a great name. Promises songs.
He also sells real estate. Isn't that a real estate guy's name? Steve Stevens. Dave Davidson.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see what else here. He's got a lot of different things. Solo hits like White Wedding. That's the one I like. Dancing with Myself. I like those two songs from him. So that's that story. And for those of you who missed our celebration about an hour and a half or so ago, Sesame Street is coming into the focus because today is the anniversary of their first show.
Aww. How many years ago?
It was November the 10th, 1969. The Children's Television Workshop came together, went to public broadcasting. We got this idea for the show. It took a couple of years to get it together. 170 public stations now. Actually, it's on some commercial outlets as well. So who can't remember Gordon and Susan and Bob and Bert and Ernie, the Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, of course, Big Bird. How do we get to Sesame Street? We sing our way in there.
When do you think Ernie's going to go transgender?
Ernie! Right, isn't it time for there to be a transgender? Wasn't there speculation about Bert and Ernie being supposedly homosexual?
Yeah, they lived in the same room. A la Ricky Ricardo and Lucy, they had twin beds, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why is
they're
it just because
puppets, you know.
I roomed with a guy when I was in college. That doesn't mean that I was
we
gay.
We all know what happened.
Oh, yeah, very cushy. All right. Anyway, happy birthday to Sesame Street and to you if today's your birthday. Doug Steffens, good day at 28 past the hour.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Hi. I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Cigar, as some people might say. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Ken Kessler, and we are here to present you with information that you can chew on. In a manner of speaking, all things Russian now, in depth on this portion of the program. I guess we start with the good news from Russia. Some people, anyway, Kenny, think that the fact that the Russians are floating a peace plan for Syria, some say this is a good idea. The proposal calls for drafting a new constitution for Syria. Doesn't make any mention of Assad stepping down during the transition, which has been the demand of everybody else. But that has all been lost because of ISIS. Russians are over there to fight those no good son of gun. And that, some people thought, was a way for them to keep Assad in office because he's quite friendly to them. The Syrians do a lot of business with the Russians, so let's protect our interest. And at the same time, look like the good guys getting rid of ISIS. Well, in fact, they may have done more good or been more forceful in that than anybody else who's been involved in it so far. That may still remain to be seen. But anyway, at least there's an idea floating around from the Russians, and that's A-okay with me. Anybody who's coming up with a peace plan that takes the Syrians out of the way so that the ISIS baddies can get wiped up, mopped up, pushed out, somehow or other destroyed is a good thing. I'm not sure that this does it, but at least there's conversation, and where there's conversation, oftentimes there's not fighting. Okay, so that's on one side. Now, many of you have this week been thinking the Russians are bad guys because the anti-doping rules have been broken by the Russian athletes. However, president of the International Olympic Committee says he thinks the Russians will take steps to ensure they will be in compliance with the anti-doping rules in time to allow them, especially their track and field athletes, to compete at the Olympics in Rio, which are scheduled for, what, mid-year? These are the summer games, right? That we're talking about in Rio next year, right, Kenny? Yeah, right. So anyway, is there something going on that's different? The Russians have been using drugs. Look at some of the men and the women who participate in activities. And that's pretty much, I'm saying the cheating is bad. I don't know that using, it depends on the drugs, what it does to the physical well-being of the people who would be using the drugs, or who would be on stage, if you will, who would be visible, who would be participating. That's up to them. I've not ever seen anything good. I'm not a student of this necessarily, but you read stories from time to time about men and women who take steroids, for example, and how it shortens their life. It may give them more enhanced abilities to do whatever it is they do, track and field stuff, throw the javelin farther, throw the shot put farther, run faster, lift more weight, whatever it is. But that's against the world anti-doping code. And I'm betting the Russians aren't the only ones who are doing this. Matter of fact, probably would find some people in America doing it, some people in Canada doing it, some people in England, and all. I think it just goes on because these substances are available and people want to win. And people are prone to cheating in order to win. Look at the bike racer. What's his name? Lamar Alexander? No, what's his
name? Lance Armstrong.
Thank you. Him too. Got the same initials. Lamar Alexander was a senator from Tennessee last I checked. I don't know where the
heck
that
came from.
That was good, yeah. Well, as I said, I had the initials in L.A. Get you to Los Angeles or Lamar Alexander or Lance Armstrong. Any of those things. So anyway, but he got into big trouble because he was a doper, right? Look at him, but he had to give back all of his, didn't he have to give back all of his winnings?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a doper. What did it do for his life? Seemed to have changed. He was involved with Sheryl Crow, wasn't he, for a long time?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
But that went away before all the allegations and everything came out.
Didn't he lose a testicle to cancer because of the doping, or is that just because he was riding a bicycle? And I'm not being facetious. You ride a lot of bicycles, and it bothers your male organs.
He had testicular cancer.
Yeah.
But I don't know
whether it came from dope or riding the bike or heredity or whatever else. Okay, so we have the Russians nosing around in how to fix their problem. There is a lot of corruption in athletics, and you can see that. And back to who does it, I would bet when you look at some of the football players for some of the major league teams, wouldn't you think by looking at some of those guys, they'd be involved in a little of this and some of that? Substance abuse, not the kind of substance where, I'm not talking about drugs that will make you high. I'm talking about drugs that will make you big and strong. And in fact, what, baseball, how long ago? We've not seen a lot of that since, what was it, Sammy Sosa and the white guy who played for St. Louis? Barry Bonds, also black guy. Who was the white guy that played for St. Louis?
Mark McGuire.
McGuire, right. He was up to his Mickey in it. There are a lot of people who do this because the stuff is available. So is there a campaign that needs to be waged to make these drugs illegal internationally? And will that do anything except make them more expensive? Probably not, because when people, what's the old expression, where there's a will, there's a way? When somebody wants to get a hold of this stuff, they'll get a hold of it. And there's the synthetic side, there's the natural side. There are plenty of drugs around, plenty of supplements that you can take that might not work quite as well, but they'll go to work and they'll make you bigger and stronger. And maybe but those wouldn't be illegal, would they, Kenny, if they were all natural substances that can be used to enhance your strength, your endurance? Those probably, I mean, in a sense, that's what we say about super beets, isn't it? It opens up, if you're taking something, see, this is where you get down to the sort of nitty-gritty, the fine lines, the what's good and what's bad. The super beets is a supplement that basically is aimed at opening up your arteries and veins to get blood to the parts of your body that might not get to under normal circumstances because your arteries aren't necessarily open, especially if you're over the age of 40. Your arteries beginning to sort of get smaller because of age. And if you don't do something to open them up, you're going to get high blood pressure. 60% of the people over the age of 60 have high blood pressure, and that's because their veins aren't open up, so you can open them up. And in doing that, more blood rushes to your muscles and to your brain and to your organs and stuff, and that's what causes you to be bigger and stronger. So I'm sure they're not talking about that. You can test for that sort of thing, and you're not going to find anything wrong. It is nothing but good for you. But yet it does the same things, and that's what I'm saying. There are plenty of people who can use things like that to enhance their strength, their endurance, size, whatever it is that you're looking for. And it's legal, and it's okay. It's not going to hurt you. Not that, again, anybody that's taking this stuff is worried about getting hurt. They're worried about winning. Win, win, win at all costs. So it's just easier to take the drugs because it works faster. But when you're all done, the stuff that you're taking oftentimes causes cancer of the liver, the spleen, I think cancer of the kidneys, prostate cancer. It's the end of the line for many people who take so much of this stuff that it kills them. All right, so anyway, there's a couple of things from Mother Russia in the news. Now, what's the latest on the Russian plane crash? That plane that took off from Egypt, headed back to St. Petersburg from that very lovely resort town. There is more information around and certainly more discovery to be made. Reporter Kevin Millott, who does a lot of research in this area, is going to be with us next on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to talk about that very thing.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place an order, visit hickoryfarms.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I are joined by Kevin Malott, who is the international security expert, president of Erase Enterprises, a provider of high-risk safety and security services. He's been involved in special rescue operations for a number of years, has been selected as the lead instructor for a lot of special rescue products for the United States military. So, Kevin, welcome to Good Day. Let's talk about this plane crash in Egypt and whether there's anything hidden here, or do we pretty much know what has been in the news media, and that's that well, it's all pretty much a bomb that got on to this plane, perhaps placed there by somebody that's connected to ISIS. Is that pretty much where it is?
Yeah, I think that's the major focus right now, but I would back up and say there's several different actors that could be behind this other than just ISIL. You have to remember that Al-Qaeda's got a big axe to grind with the Russians, going all the way back to Afghanistan, you know, when they were the Mujahideen before they adopted the name Al-Qaeda. And they're trying to get themselves back on the front burner. So Al-Qaeda could be involved. ISIL could be involved. You also had the fact that a few weeks ago, the investigation came out that the Russians were responsible for the missile that downed the Malaysian jetliner in the Ukraine.
Right.
And Malaysia is one of the major focal points for Al-Qaeda operatives. The meeting of the terrorists before the September 11th attack on the United States took place in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. So there's a lot of Malaysians that have a problem with the Russians right about now. And in that area of the world, in the North Africa, Middle East area, there's a lot of Malaysian expatriates working. There's a lot of Filipinos, a lot of Indonesians. So there's a group that has a problem with the Russians over that issue. And the other thing that no one's talking about is who was on board the aircraft. That's a concern of ours, that depending on, this is a very expensive resort area, and depending on who from the government or from the oligarchy in Russia was on that plane, that could have been a rationale for it being targeted because of what Putin's doing in Syria and trying to get some pressure on him.
Is there a passenger list somewhere that suggests that somebody that's high up in the Russian government was actually on the plane?
I have not seen the list, but I'm just, you know, when I look at it in analysis, we always look at all the possibilities and all the possible actors and the motives.
Right.
And that in the past has been an issue of who was on the actual aircraft when something was done. So I'm saying because it was a Russian-based airliner with a predominantly Russian passenger list coming from a very expensive resort, I'm kind of interested in who was on the aircraft as well.
All right, so let's fast forward to the holiday season here in America. Already the news media is full of stories about how the TSA is changing things, will change things, has changed things. Not that the TSA has anything going for it in the first place anyway. I think it's what goes on is a charade in our airports here. The essence of how they can turn this into taking more control, do you think there are going to be some changes that will come to our airport procedures here because of this?
Well, I'm sure they'll change some of the procedures, but I'm not sure they're going to fully focus on the issue. You know, sometimes we treat the symptom and we don't treat the illness, and that's kind of where I'm a little bit concerned, doing a couple of different tactics at the front doesn't necessarily solve the problem of protecting the actual aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop and think about this. ISIL has penetrated all the government operations in the Middle East sector where they operate. They then had, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand refugees leave. There were young males in the 18 to 28 group without women, without families with them, which is highly unusual for their culture. And they all traveled into Europe, and everybody said, sure, come on in without vetting anybody. We're going to take 10,000 in the U.S. without vetting them,
mm-hmm.
and have absolutely no clue who's in that crowd. Now that you got the first one on the board, if ISIL is behind the Russian airliner, having them all over Europe where they can get on a plane and fly to the U.S. doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Viewpoint, they were going to let them in the first place to Europe. They should have put a restriction such as you can't fly for a year until we know who you are.
Got it. Kevin, thanks for being here. Kevin Malott here on today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
To be a contestant on The Running Man, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to ICS Talent Hunt, arrow your local affiliate, and then go out and do something really despicable.
You. All I've seen is a bunch of low boyers who think they can change the world with dreams and talk. Too late for that. If you're not ready to act, give me a break and shut up. I'll be back. Only in a rerun.
Alright, John Parr singing Restless Heart, Running Away With You from the movie Running Man. Number one movie this week, 1987 was the year. Chuck, what do you remember? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What do you remember about this movie?
I thought Richard Dawson, who was on Family Feud at the time, played a villain. Awesome. One of the best villains of the 1980s in a movie.
Uh-huh.
Maria Conchita Alonso was a female lead. How many Oscars did she win?
I don't remember that she won any. Yeah.
No, I know she didn't win. She wasn't a great actress, but she was a lot of fun on screen. And poor Michael Glacier, who was Starsky and Hutch.
He was a little cold.
He directed that movie.
He did a lot of directing, I think, didn't he? For quite a while.
TV. He did a few features and he did TV directing.
Yeah.
He did a good job on that movie. This is not a great movie, but it's a fun B movie. And Arnold, you know, if you like Arnold, you gotta like that movie.
All right. Is Arnold in the focus here on Good Day? In a moment, we have Chuck Curry's movie news and a review of, if I tell you what's going to happen, it sort of reminds me of making a speech. Tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them after you told them what you told them. So anyway, you can be confused for a moment. Chucker up next with his daily report here on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day Savings. This Wednesday only. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings. Like 40 to 60% off sweaters, fleece, and outerwear for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Don't miss the one-day only doorbusters. This Wednesday at Kohl's. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get to movie news, Chucker. What's going on that's exciting in the world of movies, DVDs, videos, et cetera, et cetera?
I don't know if it's exciting, but it's a fact. Paramount Pictures currently testing female leads for its big screen version of Baywatch. Dwayne Johnson, formerly known as The Rock, and Zac Efron will be the male leads. Alexandria Daddario.
Isn't he the lead in almost every other movie that comes out?
I know. Literally. I mean, they've got like one out of every three movies he's attached to, which is pretty good for him and his bank account. But Alexandria Daddario, who played The Rock's daughter in San Andreas, reportedly one of those who tested for the female lead. I actually like her, though. She did a really good job in that film. Other news, Warner Brothers pulled Steve Jobs over the weekend from 2,000 screens because it's performing so weakly. It took a 70% drop off in ticket sales week to week. Currently out for 3 weeks in wide release. Film's only pulled in $16.7 million despite great reviews.
Well, I liked the movie, frankly. Is that the same thing as the Dan Rather movie? That doesn't seem to be...
That's much more in limit. See, Steve Jobs got a big release, which was like 2,400 screens. Truth, the Dan Rather movie with Robert Redford's only on a few hundred. So that Truth was really not expected to do much at the box office, and it is. And it's more of one of those movies that's the people who produced it or the studios
want to make a statement.
They just want to put it on, sell it on demand. They never intended to have a marketing campaign. Where Steve Jobs had a marketing campaign and a budget. I think it had a $30 million budget. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays come after time, because usually when a film tanks at the box office like this, it hurts its Oscar chances.
You know, I was disappointed that Ace Ventura, when Nature Calls, never got that far. It was released on this date in 1995. What a great flick, don't you think?
I was not a fan.
Really?
Sorry, but I don't like these horrible movies. I just didn't like them.
Yeah, Jim Carrey leaves me cold. I was saying that to be facetious, Chucker. 59 passed on good day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.